Okay, well, here we are, and we're in a whole new vibration again, and the keynote for the full moon is I build a lighted house and therein dwell. And so this year it's all about going within and embracing our shadow and bringing ourselves into oneness. And this is really important for us, and to understand what the shadow means and how we embrace it. And of course, the shadow is all parts of ourselves that we don't feel too happy with, but that anger and resentment and frustration and all of those. And once we embrace them, this helps us because it is in part of us, and we're no longer fighting it, and it's bringing it into that oneness within ourselves. And of course, and as we bring all of that into oneness within ourselves, we come into oneness with the world, and we go within to do our inner work. And there is something about the inner work this year. It's very important because we're getting in there. And we're working with the golden light, with the
Akasha.
golden flame. And so we're bringing all of that in. And so at this time, because we're doing so much inner work, and it's like a time for taking refuge in the heart. But there is a little writing called Refuge of the Heart. And it goes like this: Take refuge, weary mariner, in the harbor of my heart. Storm-strewn seas, you have weathered, your stamina measured. But a greater gale awaits, and to that mast you must be tethered, bound to the spar, pointed heavenwards, to the pole star, our beckoning beacon, to recover that which you've lost in bygone ages. Over countless oceans,
Яш,
tossed,
пододелай математику, пожалуйста.
forfeited,
Я тебе дала табличку.
and forgotten.
Иди гуляй.
Now return with your grasp, hold to your course. I will steer you on your way. And this is from the song of Varuna. And so it's a very, I find it very enlightening and peaceful. And so
Я медитирую.
it helps us to go within and to see where we are. And this is what's happening in our politics, in everything at the moment. Everybody is trying to, anything that no longer serves humanity is coming apart. And so we have Ray One working very, very hard at the moment that anything that does not serve humanity, it has been transmuted, and we have everything that are being
Руки-ноги.
transformed in different ways. So that's where we are in the world at the moment. And so it is asking us, if there is somebody there, and if they would put on their mute, it's star six, because somebody is doing something in their kitchen or something. So if they would put it on, I really appreciate that. So would everybody else. Thank you. And so as we create our inner refuge between now and the end of the year, we have a lot of things happening, a lot of change, and the city is deeper within. It's a very creative time for us, and it is asking us to go within and to go to find that refuge within ourselves, and to there to build that, be in touch with our oneness, and feel the loveliness and feel the love for ourselves in our inner garden, we could call it, I suppose. And so as we work with that inner garden, we feel the beauty of ourselves and everything that surrounds us. So, because before we can really send all that beautiful love out into the world, we got to work out how to love ourselves. And this is all part of the awakened consciousness. And as we move higher along Jacob's ladder, we become much more aware of the fact that it is for us to do this. And of course, we're in the sign of Cancer right now, and so that is asking us to seek refuge within ourselves as well. And so it is, so it's looking at the heart and feeling with the heart and having thinking with the heart. So everything is about coming within ourselves and feeling that wonderful stuff, you know, and it's feeling the Madonna, because we are all cosmic lights. We are beacons of light. And we're allowing that Christ consciousness, which is the love, to flow through us. And so, and it is very important to understand that Christ consciousness has nothing to do with religion. It is to do with the beauty of ourselves. And that it is the pathway of the heart. It is a spiritual concept. It is not a religious concept. And even though it has been taken over by religion, but it is a spiritual concept. It is a consciousness taking us back to the oneness. And as we have go deeper into the fifth dimension, which is the second coming within ourselves, we awaken fully to this Christ consciousness, to the golden light, to the golden flame that burns within us, which is the transforming vibration of the world as we move forward along the pathway. And so today, if we take a few deep breaths and we find ourselves in this beautiful place, connected to the Divine Mother, and we feel the beauty of the Divine Mother within each of us, and we are connected to that heart energy, to the beauty of that energy. And as we connect to the heart energy, we find within ourselves that we have this amazing connection to the golden flame that is within each of us. And now we awaken that golden flame that is anchored within each of us. It is a consciousness. It is a spirituality. It is awakening. It is a vibration that emanates out through each of us. It is the work of the Cosmic Mother. And since we are each a beacon of light of the Cosmic Mother, we are the golden flame. And we can anchor that golden flame every place we go. Everywhere we go, we don't even have to be consciously aware that we are carrying that flame. It emanates through us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. Of course, when we are consciously aware of it, it flows at a higher vibration. And so we transmute as we journey each day. We change our own vibration. The more consciously aware of what we are doing each and every day, the greater the transformation that takes place within ourselves and in the world about us. Because we are a clearing agent, we are a beacon of light that clears the vibration all around us. We are a matrix. And so let us connect with that beautiful golden flame. And so there, the golden flame is supported by four beautiful crystals. And the first one is blue. You will see it on your right-hand side. It's a blue crystal. And from this blue crystal comes a beautiful beam of golden light, blue light, connects with the golden flame, energizes the golden flame, supports the golden flame. It communicates with the golden flame. It brings the energy of communication to the golden flame. And next, further along the dial, we have an emerald green crystal. And from the emerald green crystal comes a beautiful beam of emerald green light connecting with the golden flame, bringing us each the vibration of healing, bringing the vibration of healing to the golden flame, so that as the golden flame emanates out through each of us, it has the power of healing. And we feel the energy of this healing emanate, touch through each and every cell in our body. It awakens each and every cell in our body. And as we continue around the circle, here we have a violet crystal. And from the violet crystal comes a beautiful beam of violet light, bringing with it a beautiful sense of spirituality, of community, awakening us to the beauty of that inner flame that burns within each of us. Awakening us to our power, to the power of love that emanates out from each of us. And finally, we have an indigo crystal. And from this indigo crystal comes a beautiful beam of indigo light, connecting with the golden flame, bringing into our flame and supporting the flame with an amazing vibration of spiritual life, the highest vibration. And as this touches each and every cell in our body, as it emanates out through the flame within, we feel this energy. We feel this transformation. It is a transmuting energy. And anything that no longer serves us falls away from our life. And now the golden flame is energized, supported by the blue and the green, emerald green, and the violet and the indigo. And the flame is growing up within each and every cell of our heart, up to our high heart, awakening us to thinking within the heart, to the beauty of the heart, to the love that emanates out. And as we think it in the heart, there are no wrong decisions. Everything that flows through the heart and from the heart carries a high vibration. It is always the right decision. There is no wrong decision that comes from thinking in the heart. And the flame continues to grow and cleanse and purify as it moves on up to our chest. And we breathe more clearly. We breathe easier. As it continues on up to our throat chakra. And there with the energy of the throat chakra, we have the power of communication, the power of the sound of our voice, the healing power of the sound of our voice. And in this time of the second coming, of the great awakening, the power of sound, the sound of our voice, the sound of music has a mystical power. And our voice has a mystical power because it emanates love, emanates peace, it emanates joy out into the world. It brings the sound of song, of chants, It helps us move forward. It helps us to speak our truth. And the flame burns away all that is not our truth. Everything is transmuted. As we move this flame higher, and it moves higher and burns more brightly, as it moves on up towards the third eye, and as this flame touches our third eye, it awakens within it the beauty of the gifts of spirit, our gifts of intuition, our psychic abilities, our clairvoyant abilities, clairaudient, telepathic abilities, all the gifts of the mother. It allows us to see and to know. It brings us awareness, understanding. It brings us insight. It awakens our intuition. It connects us to the heart. And we feel this energy. And we are in gratitude for these beautiful gifts of spirit, the gifts of the mother that flow through our third eyes. And the flame continues to grow on up to our crown chakra. And it just comes out through our crown chakra, awakening us to the cosmic mother, to the beauty of the cosmic world. It awakens us to the fact that we are temples of light. As a beam of light emanates out from each of us. Because we are a beam of light, shining around the world, shining on everybody we meet, each and every day, awakening people as we meet them, bringing them greater clarity and understanding, as they feel the energy of the golden flame that emanates from us out to them. It awakens them. It touches their heart. It connects us to each other. And now the flame continues on up to our soul star, which is about 8 inches above our head, our crown chakra. And there we connect deeply with our soul. And the beauty of the soul's journey. And our blueprint that we agreed before we came in to this life. To the beauty of our connection with spirit. It connects us to spirit, to our oneness. And from our soul star shoots a golden arrow that attached to it is a golden thread. And it goes out into the cosmos, up to the sun behind the sun, connecting with infinite spirit. And we climb this golden thread. We follow this golden thread. And as we follow this golden thread, we are energized and made new. We feel the vibrational shifts and changes that take place within us. We feel our connection to the Divine Mother. We feel the connection to the golden flame. We feel that we are the golden flame. We are the power of transmutation. As this flame emanates out from us. Because we are a beacon of light. And we follow this flame. We are climbing the ladder. Jacob's ladder. take us to a new vibration, a new understanding, a new cosmic connection. We connect with our avatars of light as we continue on up. We connect and we continue to climb all the ways up to infinite spirit. And we connect deeply with the heart. We feel that golden flame connecting us, energizing us. We are one with the flame. We are the flame. As we continue on up to infinite spirit. And as we continue on up, we rest on our journey. We move on. We take another step. We finally get to infinite spirit. And there we rest. And we rest in the arms of the Divine Mother, of the Divine Father. And as we rest, we are made new. And we rest there until we are ready to come back. And when you are ready to come back, you come back into your own room and into your own world. Grateful for all that you have experienced. Feeling the beauty of the love of the golden flame that burns within each of us. So it is.
Да.